Why are people getting sick? What is the underlying cause for our sicknesses and our illnesses? And especially around this time of the year, at this time when people seem to get sick in this season more so than any other time between now and Christmas and New Year's, you know, it just seemed like people just come down with whatever passes by them. And so we want to address some of those things that are of concerns that will help us to make better choices to protect our immune system so we can enjoy better health and wellness. All right? What is the common element around these seasons? In terms of lifestyle factor, what do people do more of around this time of the year? What do they eat more of?
Meat.
Well, not even so much the meat, because some people eat meat all the time, but there's something that's quite unique around these holiday season that people just don't seem to, everybody seem to do it, okay? That is the consumption of sugar, all right? The consumption of sugars. All right. Yes, that is the common element when it comes on to Thanksgiving. At Thanksgiving time, we people eat more sweets, right? Is that not the case? More sweets, more sugars, more pies, all the way into Christmas, into New Year. That's time when people get extra sweet, and there's nothing wrong with getting sweet. That's okay. But you just want to get hooked on the right kind of sweet. All right? All right. So let's look at it here. Research has shown that there is a relationship between sugar and the white blood cell, which is our immune cells. There is a relationship there between sugar and our white blood cell. All right? So, I do believe we have a guest calling in. All right. So, okay, good morning and welcome to the Better Living Radio program.
Morning, Peter. James with Natural Immunogenics. Over.
All right, okay, we are on the air, and I was just going over just briefly while you got on the relationship of sweets and the white blood cells, you know, in terms of, it just seemed to me, James, that around this season, people tend to come out with all kinds of immune suppressing condition, cold, flu, and all kind of stuff. From your point of view, is there any relationship between the sweets and the immune system?
Definitely. I mean, sugar is a known inflammatory in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more acidic your body is, the more, you know, the more suppressed your immune system is, and then therefore, you know, opening up your, you know, chances of becoming sick or ill.
Yes, and there's some research which show that for each tablespoon of sugar a person eat, it destroy the ability of the white blood cell to, they reduce their ability to combat the various bacteria and so on in the bloodstream. But that's not our subject matter for today. Let's talk about sovereign silver, which does help the immune system. James, once again, tell us who you are. You're once again with Immunogenic.
Natural Immunogenics. I've been with the company for 4 years. I do education for the company at the trade shows with my retailers, and I also do inside sales for the company.
All right. Okay. So in our previous presentation, we talked about silver and its ability to enhance the body's defense. So let's just recap there, and then we'll go on from there. What does silver have to do with our immune system?
So it's historically, silver is known to be antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial. It also helps our tissue regenerate 3 times faster, and it downregulates inflammation in the body. Our product, Sovereign Silver, on the box you'll see labeled for immune support, because silver actually helps our immune system generate more white blood cells. So on top of the things I just mentioned, it actually helps the immune system do its job better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so silver. And for how long now silver has been used? Is this just something in our modern time that folks start using silver?
No, I mean, silver's been used for thousands of years. They used it back in the Middle Ages for when babies were born. They put a silver spoon in their mouth because they would absorb the silver particles. Back in the Wild West, they used to drop silver dollars in the milk, so the milk was a spoil. It's been used for a long time. Colloidal silver's been around for about 100 years.
Okay, about 100 years. Okay, so now we've talked about the colds, the flu, those cuts and wounds. What else might the silver, in the various form that your company make it available, what else can silver be used for beside the colds and the flus and speed up wound healing?
So another way it can be used, we've got a first aid topical gel.
Okay.
And that's used for things like shingles, cold sores, eczema. Shingles is a virus coming from the inside of the body out.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're using the gel topically, and then they're also using the liquid internally to help deal with that, because like I said, it's antiviral as well.
Okay, so let's talk about the cold sore there for a moment. You know, that's something that can leave a person's face looking terrible, especially when they have a date, you know. So just how effective is that gel? How fast does it work if somebody's coming out with a cold sore issue?
Yeah, so as soon as you start feeling that, you know, that tingling sensation,
you
want to start applying a nice, thin, wet layer, because when the product's wet, that's when silver's working. As soon as it's dry, it's done. You just try to reapply it.
Okay.
But as soon as silver comes in contact, the silver particles come in contact with the bacterial particles, they start rupturing immediately. There's no, you know, building up in the system. It's just as soon as they come in contact, they're rupturing those cells, releasing the toxins, and helping the healing happen instantly.
Okay, so it starts coming on in the morning. A person, you know, let's say, begin to apply the gel, colloidal silver gel. And so by in the evening, might it be gone?
I would say probably anywhere from 2 to 3 days. As long as you're feeling that, you start feeling the tingling, you're applying it, as often as possible. If you only apply it once in the morning, let's say, and don't apply it until the next day, you're not going to get that benefit of silver work, because silver has to be applied throughout the day to work.
Yeah.
I would say if you get it early enough, as soon as you start feeling that onset of the symptoms, then just start applying it, I would, anywhere from 3 to 4 days.
Okay. Now, okay, the other thing you mentioned is shingles. That could be kind of painful. I've never had it. I don't want it. And, but for someone having issues with shingles, the application of the gel is beneficial?
Certainly, yep. The same thing. It's antiviral. And then it's healing tissue, so that rash, if you will, on the skin, silver's going to help get rid of it, and then it downregulates inflammation, so it'll help get rid of any redness and help with the itching, the pain, and things like that.
Okay, all right, sounds good. Now, what else did you mention that silver may be used for?
Essentially, it's your go-to product for anything on the skin or internally. So I use it with my family. I use it in a nebulizer. If somebody has a cough, it'll basically, a nebulizer will mistify the product, drive it into the there. I use it on my boys in their eyes, in their ears, nose, and then the gel, anything on the skin. I've got an 18-year-old who uses it, our gel for acne.
Okay.
So go through like a bottle of that every week.
Oh, wow. You got lots of acne.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So in the nebulizer, what form do you put in the nebulizer? Is that the gel or is that the liquid? You just put a teaspoon or what?
Yeah,
is
it's going to be, if it's, so if I'm using it on my 5-year-old, it's a half a teaspoon just because he's small and he doesn't need as much.
Okay.
And so any more would be wasteful.
Okay.
And then if on myself, I'm 198 pounds, I'm doing 1 teaspoon. It usually takes about 15 minutes to nebulize a teaspoon. And it's the liquid. So you don't, the gel is topical only.
Right.
So the liquid's only got 2 ingredients, pure silver, pure water.
Okay. So, all right. So you would, and how long does that teaspoon last when you put it in the nebulizer?
Depending on the type of nebulizer you're using, anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes.
Anyway, from 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So if, and that's beneficial for various issues, just one application of teaspoon, which lasts for 10 to 15 minutes?
Well, if you're fighting something, you're going to nebulize at least 4 times a day. So
okay.
Probably once in the morning, once at noon, one mid-afternoon, and then again at night.
Okay.
And then if I was fighting something, I'm doing those 4 nebulizing sessions, and then in between nebulizing, you're holding a teaspoon under the tongue.
Yeah.
Because that'll help the silver particles absorb into the bloodstream and lymphatic system.
Yeah.
And go after any bacteria that way.
Okay. So, all right, as we continue, what stands out in your mind as the most beneficial, the most practical thing for listeners to know about silver? And again, we're gonna make the distinction that the silver that you carry is different from other silver. Each one has their unique differences. But what stands out in your mind as the number one thing that you'd like for listeners to understand about silver that we have not talked about?
Our product in particular, the knowing that you can't get argyria, which is the blue and graying of the skin.
Okay.
We're actually the only silver manufacturer that has a written guarantee that you can't turn blue from taking our products because there's no salts, no proteins in the product.
Okay.
Typically, you get into a salt or a protein on silvers that are at 30 ppm or higher.
Mm-hmm.
They have to use the salt or the protein to keep the particles in suspension. So ours are so small that they're positively charged that they stay in suspension, and the positive charge kind of helps like almost like a magnet effect.
Okay.
A positive retracts from a positive. They kind of push off of each other.
Okay.
Then the other thing is, you know, you can't overuse our products. So there's no concern with toxicity, anything like that, even if it's a baby. If my 5-year-old got a hold of my 4-ounce bottle and swallowed the whole thing, I'm not concerned at all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Isn't it the case that in order to turn blue or gray from the silver, they had to drink quite a large amount?
Yeah, it's something that takes time. So even if you were using a silver, like homemade, typically the only known occurrences of people getting argyria are people that make it at home.
Okay.
And so that's because there's a salt, a protein. They're not sure what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a generator costs around $250 to $350. And then if, you know, they're probably not sending it out to get tested because the testing itself is $150 to $250. They're not going to spend $250 on a generator, make a batch of silver, and then get it tested for $200.
Okay. All right. So, that helps us to understand that the risk just increase when you make it at home and you consume a large amount of that. Okay. What else? You think about the usage of silver that would be beneficial for listeners.
I think our biggest use for our product outside of, you know, the normal everyday fighting colds and things like that is our intestinal health protocol.
Okay, tell us about that.
And then that's basically the goal with that is driving silver to the intestines to re-heal that intestinal villi, establish a terrain for the probiotics to live again.
Okay.
So if you take into consideration, you know, people over their lives are eating non-organic food, so you've got pesticides, fungicides, mm-hmm. and herbicides, you know, just destroying the intestines. Antibiotics, which are essentially like napalm to your intestines as well.
Okay.
Nobody ever really does anything to readdress to address healing in the intestines.
Okay.
So yeah, so if you do our intestinal health protocol, you're getting the healing. You're balancing out the good and the bad because you need an equal balance of good bacteria and bad bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're taking the probiotic because now you're reestablishing the terrain and giving the probiotic a home again.
So you're saying that by using the silver, it's going to help the intestinal lining?
Correct, yep, yeah, because silver heals tissue.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so if you get silver down there, as soon as it starts coming in contact with damaged tissue,
okay.
It just on contact starts healing it.
Because it is anti-inflammatory as well, so I can see it
correct.
Working against and promoting healing. Okay.
Yep.
So all right. So if a person, let's say, one of the issue with the intestine is like leaky gut and various Crohn's and irritable bowel symptoms,
yeah.
syndromes and things like that. Are we talking about issues like these here that would be beneficial?
Oh, certainly, yeah. You get things like candida, C. diff, like you said, Crohn's, mm-hmm. IBS, diverticulitis,
mm-hmm.
All kinds of issues there, inflammation of the intestines, the gut.
Yeah.
So we have a homeopathic consulting physician that essentially created this intestinal health protocol, and he hasn't seen anybody have to do this protocol longer than 8 weeks for any
wow.
of these major issues.
So I guess... not knowing the protocol, but what would be like a dosage on the silver on a daily basis that begin to assimilate that protocol?
So essentially, yes, you're doing 2 tablespoons of silver
mm-hmm.
with 2 tablespoons of pure aloe vera juice. We recommend the juice because the gel could cause the silver to get bound up in it.
Okay.
Wouldn't get the same effect.
All right.
You're mixing both of those into a cup, stir it up, and you're 45 minutes before breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You're doing this 3 times a day. So you mix those into a cup, stir it up, swallow it down.
Okay.
And then the last thing you do before bedtime is you're doing a probiotic because again, you're starting to reestablish the terrain, give a probiotic to a place to live,
mm-hmm.
And so that's why you're doing. When you go to bed, basically, is when you're in that rest phase, that healing phase. Your body starts restoring.
Wow.
So that's why you want to take the probiotic at bedtime.
All right, that's great. Now, you mentioned candida. Would that be similar protocol for issues with candida?
If it was me, yeah. Same protocol. You're probably looking at 2-3 weeks.
2-3 weeks. And once again, that's a tablespoon a couple of times. 2 tablespoons. How many times a day you mentioned?
So you do 2 tablespoons of bioactive silver hydrosol.
Yeah.
With 2 tablespoons of pure aloe vera juice.
All right.
And you're doing that 3 times a day.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, what about burns? I mean, not very many people get burned, but
right.
How would that be beneficial? Silver.
Again, so yeah, if it's on the skin,
and,
silver is an antimicrobial, so it's helping to fight mm-hmm. the infection. Our mm-hmm. our gel is actually a homeopathic medicine, so we can make claims on it because it's an over-the-counter drug.
Okay.
So it's helping to fight the infection, and then again, it's helping to regenerate that tissue and also reduce scarring up to 75%.
All right, my question to you, do all silver on the market do the same thing?
So silver, all silver has the same properties. They're all antimicrobial, heal tissue, and help to reduce scarring. It comes down to a matter of toxicity and efficacy. So with our product, you have no toxicity at all because it's a very low concentration of 10 ppm.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means there's no salts and no proteins in it. You can't turn blue.
Okay.
And And then because of our small particle size, we've got the smallest third-party verified particle size in the industry. Out of any colloidal silver on the market, we've tested at least 200-something grams on the market.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. I've seen silver solution, 500 parts per million, and with the consumer, 500 parts per million should be more effective than 10 parts per million. What about that?
Yeah, I wanted to touch on that too. So basically, you got a couple things going on. One is the American mindset is if there's more of something, it must be better for you.
Absolutely.
So if you see our brand on the shelf at 10 ppm, and right next to it you've got another brand on the shelf at 500 ppm.
Yes, sir.
The consumer is not going to know the difference as far as from a scientific standpoint. They're just going to say, oh, this has more in it, so it must be better.
Right.
Like I said earlier, anything over 30 ppm, they've got a salt or a protein in the pot to keep the particles in suspension. And we just talked about toxicity associated with taking a salt or a protein. So that's why you want to stay away from those higher ppm silvers, one. Two, we're at least 34 times more effective than a 250 ppm silver.
A 10 part per million, because of the quality of your silver, is much more effective than a 500 or 200 parts per million, although the consumer will say, man, that should be good. That should do the job faster.
Right. Well, let's say there's a brand out there that makes a 250 ppm silver, and they'll tell you that 25 of their 250 teaspoons, 25 of their 250 ppm teaspoons is equal to 1 teaspoon of a 10 ppm silver. So, and then the question would be, well, why would you want to take 25 of a 250 ppm silver if I could just take 1 teaspoon of a 10 ppm silver?
Huh. Wow.
It's kind of.
No, run that by me again. I didn't get that.
Yeah, it's kind of, so basically they say on the box it'll say, one 10 ppm silver teaspoon is equal to 25 of their 250 ppm silver teaspoons.
Okay.
So the person reading it might, I think what they're going for is just saying you're getting, because it's a lot more silver, it's stronger than the 10 ppm silver.
Right.
But if you reverse it a little bit, it's like, well, if I could just take one 10 ppm silver teaspoon, why would I want to take 25 of a 250 when it's toxic every time I take 1 teaspoon?
Ah, okay, because of the amount that you're getting in that 1 teaspoon versus the 10 parts per million. Okay, I got the picture. So in this case...
Strength versus efficacy.
Right, right. Well, we certainly have learned a lot. Give us your name again as we get ready to get off the air.
My name is James Bravo, and with Natural Immunogenics, we make sovereign silver. It's a bioactive silver hydrofol salt.
All right. Thank you, listeners. You can join us again next week at the same time or call 731-279-0350 if you have questions. God bless.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you very much, James. We will, from time to time, I just need to get your number. So from time to time, we can do something like this here.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Let me take your number.
And I was wondering, is it possible to get a copy of
the
report? Okay.
Sure. I'll take your number here.